In 2 days, the fifth ministerial of the World Trade Organization begins in Cancun, Mexico, 4 years after the precedent-setting WTO protests in Seattle, and 2 years after the WTO meeting in Qatar that launched a very limited new trade round. Evo Morales, runner-up in the last Bolivian presidential election and leader of the coca growers' union, was denied a visa by the Mexican government, along with 37 other campesino representatives from 9 Asian and Latin American nations. Many non-governmental organization campaigners and some journalists have come to Cancun on tourist visas, as well as most of the foreigners planning to protest. Melba Priya, spokesperson at the Mexican Foreign Ministry, told the New York Times that, quote, tourists are not authorized to take part in the demonstrations and could be deported. Cancun has two sections, the hotel zone on the sandbar sitting in the Caribbean where the WTO ministerial will convene, and the mainland downtown area where the service workers live and where the protests will begin. Between the two is a metal fence with barbed wire. A similar fence divides the regular tourists from the section used for the WTO. The Mexican authorities claim that they have 20,000 security personnel on hand, including at least 5,000 federal and local police, 3,000 soldiers, plus members of the Navy guarding the beaches. In addition, there are hundreds of undercover police confirmed, 2 Navy warships off the coast, and 2,000 foreigners involved in the logistics and security. Street lamps in the hotel zone double as surveillance cameras, and the Red Cross has brought 2 mobile hospitals with 10 ambulances and 500 staff from the southern Mexican state of Chiapas, the same location where a caravan of 200 campesino and indigenous representatives has just left for Cancun. As many as 50,000 people are expected to protest. For KPFK, I'm Thatcher Collins in Cancun.